This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in March of 2019. We are talking about no other than Nextech AR Solutions, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NEXCF. If you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Evan Gappelberg. Evan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jolly. Great to be back.
You know, it's been 7 months, and during that 7 months, you guys have been busier than a politician right before Election Day. Let's get this started off about your new deals with Sand Separation Solutions and then Challenger Motor Freight. Why those two companies?
Sure. So Sand Separation Solutions is interesting because it allows us to do work in the oil and gas industry. This is our first customer in the heavy equipment rental company industry, and you know, again, that's situated in oil and gas. They're in the Permian Basin down in Midland, Texas, and they're super excited because their equipment is enormous. You know, it's like the size of an 18-wheeler truck, and for them to demo their equipment, and it is quite sophisticated, is, you know, quite labor intensive and difficult. You know, they got to drive it to a location. And so what we're doing is creating a 3D model using augmented reality that they'll be able to drop in a trade show booth, in a customer's room, walk around it, zoom in without having to actually bring a whole tractor, trailer, truck.
And not to mention the cost savings on that.
Huge cost savings. I mean, they'll likely save tens of thousands of dollars a year. And I would expect that, you know, they'll gain more business because their product is in their pocket instead of in a parking lot, you know, somewhere. So big win for us, big win for them. And that's, you know, super important. We like to work with customers, obviously, where it's a win-win situation. You mentioned Challenger Motor Freight, kind of the same thing, although they've come up with an innovative way. They want us to create holograms of their trainers, and use them in trade shows and for recruitment purposes. And so Challenger is leading the way. You know, they're a technology forward freight and trucking company. They're a couple of $100 million company up in Canada that transports product all over North America.
You recently put out a press release on this Nextech partner with Google on the 3D ad plaid platform. And so I read it. I looked over it. I don't understand it quietly. Obviously, you're going to bring us up to speed on that. What does that mean for your company?
It's a huge deal. I mean, you know, who's bigger than Google in ad?
Nobody,
right? So Google, you know, if you go back in time, in 2003, they were generating about $1 billion annually in ads. Today, that's $110 billion a year a piece of business for them. And, you know, Google has to keep on innovating. And so the next generation of ads are 3D ads. And right now, Nextech is one of a handful of companies, and I do mean handful, like there's like maybe five, that can actually create these 3D assets that are approved, and you have to get approved to work with Google on these 3D ads. And so it was a big win for Nextech, and it allows us to be at the forefront of this new 3D ad platform that Google has yet to roll out to the public. In other words, this is being done. If you wanted to run a 3D ad, you would have to come through Nextech to actually get it live on the Google platform. You couldn't just do it through your normal Google account. So that's, you know, super important to understand. So this to us is the first step towards AR advertising. So Google has a roadmap, and the roadmap is, hey, we're launching 3D ads right now, and then we're going to transition to augmented reality ads. So Nextech is a leader in this space because of our proprietary 3D asset creation technology that we use for our augmented reality, you know, like we were just talking about sand separation solutions. That same AR asset that we're creating for our sand separation solutions can now be used to run a Google ad, a 3D Google ad. So that same piece of equipment, they can now put into a 3D Google ad using Nextech technology, and people will be able to interact with it. It's called a swirl ad. So it brings, you know, three-dimensional assets to display advertising on the mobile web. So you'll be able to zoom in, zoom out, rotate the product, pinch and zoom, and play an animation all inside an ad unit. And, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Yes. Let me ask you this. Your first quarter, you guys, and if I recall right, you did around $400,000 in revenue. What kind of revenue do you think this project's going to bring back for the Google?
Yeah, so think of it more in terms of, revenue is a tough number to talk about. In general terms, we think it's worth many millions of dollars to Nextech over the coming years. And the reason is that as more and more people want to run Google ads in 3D, they have to come through Nextech. Somebody has to create the 3D ad for them. And like I said, we're approved to do that. And there's only a few partners. As the demand increases, our business is going to increase. Every one of the customers that Google has that wants to run 3D ads is potentially now, and only now, after this new partnership, a customer of Nextech.
Now that we're actually talking about a little bit of business development, what do you expect over the next, say, two or three quarters for your company going forward?
I just want to finish off with the 3D ads, and then I'll talk about Nextech going forward. So it's important to understand that these swirl ads have been tested in the marketplace. And what Google has found is that there's been a dramatic increase in engagement. There's a 633% increase in sign-up conversions and a 376% increase in click-through rates, Jolly. What that means is that everybody is going to want to get in on 3D ads. And like I said a minute ago, you got to come through Nextech if you want a 3D ad. So I just wanted to make it crystal clear that there's going to be a lot of demand. As far as Nextech goes, we're entering our hyper-growth mode. We just reported our year end was May 31st of 2019, and we reported just over $2 million in revenue. In this fourth quarter alone, which, you know, this, we're entering now the fourth quarter of the calendar year, October, November, December, we expect to exceed our entire year's revenue for 2019. So we expect to do over $2 million in this fourth quarter alone, which is what we did last year for 12 months. Going into 2020, we're anticipating doing $15 million, maybe $20 million in revenue, which is, again, you know, hyper growth when you think about that we did $2 million in revenue for all of last year. So we're
absolutely,
yeah, we're anticipating a very big spike in revenue in the fourth quarters, and going into 2020, we expect that to continue, and we don't think it's going to stop anytime soon because, you know, 3D ads are just getting started. Augmented reality is just getting started. I want to leave you with this thought. How many products?
Please do.
How many products exist on the planet today? There's over a trillion products that exist on the planet today. Yeah, I'm talking about everything, you know.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Now, every single one of those products is currently being converted into a 3D asset, meaning everybody wants to convert them from 2D to 3D. And so Nextech is in front of that tidal wave of conversions. That's what we do for our business. And we charge $30 per SKU or per product per month to host that asset on the web for you. So if you do the math, there's a massive, massive market for Nextech to grow into, and we're just getting started.
My guest today has been Evan Gappelberg, CEO and Director of Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NEXCF. You can find him under the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. Evan, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. The only thing I ask is that you not wait 6 months to come back on the show. What you guys are doing out there is exciting. I love to hear about it. You know I'm a fan of what you're doing out there, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, and we will be back. You know, for me, it's just about putting out significant, you know, content. That's really what it's about, right? So I think we'll be back in touch with you in about 2 to 3 weeks. We're coming out with our quarterly reports in the the end of this month, we'll have our next quarterly report out, and we'll be back with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.